Absolutely not. There was definitely no justice within, from what I saw in the prison service. It depended what background you came from. If you came from a richer background, you went to open prison fairly quickly. You're probably treated a little bit better. Public school people tended to cope quite well because they were, it was kind of not too dissimilar to school, and could get by a bit more because they could read best, you know, they were educated and stuff and knew what their rights were and could defend themselves quite a lot better. And then there were people who did it by brute force, essentially, would defend themselves, but they still wouldn't get a fair crack within the system. Like, they wouldn't necessarily go through to an open prison as quickly as somebody who was from a rich background would.
So within this, who were the people that lost out most?
I think the people that lost out most were the really poorly educated people. People who probably couldn't read and couldn't write would get frustrated. A lot of the system is written. When you have an application in the morning from prison officers, or you have to write to ask for something, so they would have to ask somebody else to do it for them, and sometimes they could get it done, sometimes they couldn't. And people from poor backgrounds, really.
So you went into it because you believed there was justice in that system, or what led you to be a prison officer?
Oh, my mum did it. My mum was at Holloway Prison, and I had a young child, and I wanted to go back to university, and I didn't really want to sort of be living off baked beans. So I wanted like a proper job that paid well. And then I thought it'd be a really nice job to do, and I thought I'd get my degree and then get accelerated promotion and maybe look at becoming a governor or something, and I just didn't like it.
So you didn't enjoy the experience?
No, it was like one of the worst experiences of my life. I used to sometimes like cry outside the gates before I used to go in. I absolutely hated it.
Why? What did it do to you as a human being?
I just found there's a lot of bullying in there amongst the staff. And they just made life really quite unpleasant. I often said, like, if it was just inmates, I could have coped with it. But it was a staff that was very sexist, very racist. I remember one prison officer throwing his, like, we used to come through and collect our keys, and he threw his, this black officer threw the keys at him and was, like, going, oh, if I had my way, the only monkeys in here would be behind bars. Like, really. I mean, I think I was there when they had to start declaring if they were members of the BNP and other extremist organisations like that, and there was a lot of them there.
How did you feel about the extent to which there was justice in the relationship between officers and the inmates?
I didn't think there was justice for everyone between the officers and the inmates, simply because, I mean, there's certain inmates, if they decided that was going to be an inmate they were picking on and give a hard time, you know, you felt really sorry for that person. I do think there was obviously favourites, they're going to be, that would get treated quite a lot better. I don't know, the relationships were weird, and, you know, there was obviously good-looking inmates that would, you know, especially in Holloway, who would get more stuff and go to the male members of staff and, you know, get favours granted and that kind of thing.
So did it completely change your eyes about how our criminal justice system works in this country?
Yeah, definitely did that. I mean, I'm not so sure. Some conspiracy theories don't seem so far-fetched to me now. Yeah, you would just see things like when an inmate was due to go out the next day if they didn't like him, they'd wind him up, throw water on him, stuff to make him kick off.
This is the officers on the inmate.
The officers, to make them kick off, and then so they could nick them and they'd get added days onto their sentences and stuff like that. Just really pathetic things that just were unnecessary.
Do you ever draw on your experiences in prisons for your humour?
Yeah, I've got a set about being a prison officer.
And what do you draw on there?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything I could actually say on this interview. No, I just like what it was like, what the atmosphere was like and stuff. And just, it's not all doom and gloom and terrible. I mean, there's a lot of banter as well. And I always say in my comedy, I learnt to deal with heckling from being a prison officer.
Seriously?
Yeah, there's a lot of joking around between staff and inmates as well. It just sort of, you know, you have to. It couldn't all be all tense and horrible. And I remember when I first started, an officer saying to me, they were saying stuff to me, and he was like, he just dragged me aside. He was like, you have to think of an answer. It might not be very good at first, but you'll get better. And that's exactly what it's like in comedy as well. If you've been a prison officer, you can't look tense. You know, I was 21 when I started that job. I was 20 at Holloway, actually, and turned 21, went over to Pentonville. And you can't, you know, if you've got some 6'5" murderer saying he wants to do something, you can't shake and go, oh, I'm scared, because they will come for you. And it's exactly the same with an audience. If you're on stage and the gig is going really badly, or, you know, it's a really rowdy audience, you cannot show them that you are scared of them or let them have anything at all. You have to sort of maintain authority. So, yeah, in that respect, they are quite similar.
So if you could have one idea to change justice, what would it be and why?
It would be more spot checks, probably more...
spot checks of prisons?
Yeah, spot checks of prisons, more security within prisons, more sort of cameras, and not the ones controlled by the officers either, ones that were there in case anything happened. You could see exactly what was going on. Higher penalties for prison officers that are caught doing deliberate stuff, like putting an inmate of colour in a cell with someone you know fully well is a racist, or somebody that you know is probably going to sexually abuse that person and you put some young gobby kid in the cell with him. That kind of thing. More accountability for that kind of behaviour.